Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
Midnight movie night.
This is Saturday, May 10th, 2014, and we are the Midnight Movie Nights, two idiots with microphones bringing you a weekly not safe for work podcast / live broadcast about life, pop culture, and most importantly, movies. Oh, look at that. I tried to change things up and I didn't fully update the show notes. So today is Saturday, May 10th, 2014. Oh, already said that. Okay. Hey, I actually anticipated this and ended up writing in, introduce yourself, dummy. I'm Miranda Janelle. Who the hell are you?
I'm not freaking cat.
All right.
remember it. Remember my name.
Oh, I remember your name. Your name's not that hard to remember. You're Kitty.
Yeah, I am the kitty, the cat. Yeah.
Well, we can be found on Twitter at Movie Nights Pod, and that's Nights with a K. At www. What the hell was that? Okay. See, these are the jitters. That's, yep. I know I'm broadcasting, so there we go.
Live is fun.
Yeah, yeah, it is. I get a little sillier, but that's okay. So, yeah, I already said on Twitter, we're over at midnightmovienights.com. Again, Nights with a K. We're in iTunes, Stitcher, Blubbery, and still looking for other places that we may need to get ourselves listed. You know, I'm not too familiar with Android, so I don't know if they rely on, you know, yeah. Anywho.
Yeah, I've got an Android tablet. I think I use Stitcher on that too.
So. Yeah, well, you should look into like what the official like Google, what the official Google way of getting podcasts is. See if they've got anything yet, or oh my gosh, mega brain fart. Or if just whatever the most popular podcatchers are for the
Android.
Yeah, for Android. And then see, you know, figure out what we need to do to get listed.
Okay, I can do that.
Awesome. So, you want to talk about our trip to Death Ray Comics?
Duh.
Okay.
that's what I've been waiting for, just to talk about this. We did the pod Sunday.
Yes,
right
we
before
did.
Netheads.
Yeah, literally right before. I mean, we got the notice.
Yeah, in the middle of the pod.
And not even in the middle of the pod. That was within like the first 10 minutes.
Yes, and I was trying to be subtle. It did not work.
Wave to the car going by. Sorry, I had to point it out.
It's weird because I forget that it's there. I guess I'm so used to it.
Yep.
Kind of wave to the car. What? Squirrel.
No, Paul.
Yay! I have new equipment. I can actually
you can
play
new toys you've been playing with.
Oh yeah, yeah! Brand new microphone. Got a mixing board. Everything. You know, with the old microphone, with that shock mount breaking and everything, that was just the last straw. And I did a pretty big upgrade, but
it's cool. I got to see your equipment, your setup, your microphone and stuff.
You know, after what Alex said Thursday night about helping me play with my equipment, And then him realizing just how bad it sounds. Yeah, can we stop talking about my equipment? No.
Done. This is getting even awkward for me.
Yeah. Yeah, but anyway, so I have new broadcasting gear. Yes. So, and then, you know, there's the Getting Geeky with Miranda Janelle over at gabroadcaster.com on Thursday nights at midnight Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific.
Shameless plug.
Shameless plug. Yeah, just with, you know, with us doing midnight movie nights and the new show on GA Broadcaster, it was time to do a big upgrade, and it's been difficult. There's been so many things that have, you know, caused issues. Like the first show on Thursday night, there was an audible hum. I guess we're just jumping straight to save it for the pod, and then we'll get back to a trip down memory lane.
yeah, we're going there.
Yeah, why not? So, see, now I've gone and distracted myself again.
Let me just say before you go any further that yes, that's your new show that you just started.
Yep. Well,
Getting you with Miranda.
Yeah. You were a big part of helping me start that too. So, you know, give yourself a pat on the back as well.
Okay. Hooray, you go, kitty.
Yeah. Thanks. And Jim was a major help as well. And yeah, you know, I'm excited. It's a little overwhelming. And I just hope I do a good job. So,
well, one thing,
yeah, but so I've been actually having issues with the broadcasting gear, and I realized after the fact that the audible hum that I was hearing in the monitor headphones was actually not just from the headphones like I thought. That was actually going out. So there was this like really low audible hum, and it just, you know, it annoys me that I was sending that out. But, you know, I got that resolved, and then, you know, I'm getting pretty clean sound off the iPad finally. So, you know, I can, you know, now I can actually bring in the things like the theme at the top of the show and everything, and when one of us gets distracted, you know, play a little sound effects and everything. Yay. Production value. So yeah, the new show is exciting. And I've made a lot of changes over here. I finally got it all working. Yay! Yep. So, let's go back to talking about the three comics. Where were we?
Let's see. We talked about, we did the pod. We got the message to, go watch a live Netheads.
Yeah, that was interesting. That was really interesting. Because I wasn't listening to Will's part of the conversation, so half the time I was just imagining what he was saying. It was a lot of fun. And yeah, I got to take a lot, you know, pictures of Sherman and everything, but hearing some of those things that Trent was saying, like completely out of context, was fantastic. I mean, you listened to part of it, right? But you were getting it after the delay, so
yeah,
you...
It was like a 30-second delay, so I kind of had an earbud in one ear, and I had live Trent in the other.
Yeah, and I tried that for about 2 seconds, and I'm like, oh, screw this. I'm just going to play with Sherman.
That was fun.
Yep.
Sherman was an awesome dog.
Oh my
and
gosh.
And yes, Transparent Beard, it was luscious.
He does have a spectacular beard. Yeah. Good on you, of Trent. Course. Nice beard. So,
now I feel weird for saying that. I don't think I've ever said the word luscious in my life.
Okay.
Thanks, Al. I feel
a little awkward, though. Yeah, it would be fun to listen to you stoned. Wait, what are you trying to say?
Wait, who's trying to say what?
I don't know. But, yeah, I was so shocked that, you know, my personal expectation for the trip was that, you know, we would go out there, you know, we would hang out with Tom a bit, we would go to the shop, and that's where we would do all of our interaction with Trent. And then we'd watch a bunch of movies on Sunday and maybe go to the shop if it was open. If not, you know, go around town, and then we'd take off on Monday, and that would be the trip. You know, at some point, you know, record the podcast and everything. That was my expectation. And that is almost exactly how it played out, with the exception of, you know, hanging out with Tom was freaking awesome. And then, you know, we ended up spending a lot of time in the shop and got to talk to Trent quite a bit. And he was just so super nice to us and everything. You know, like he didn't have to do some of the things that he did. And you know, he invited us, you know, to the shop on Sunday when it was closed. And
I'm sorry, I almost said that. Yeah, the trauma.
Oh, pineapple? Yes. What?
Sorry, I got stupid there for a minute.
Just for a minute.
Some of the things he didn't have to do.
Oh. See, I'm sitting here like, oh my god, he was so nice, and you had to take it there. You took it.
Come on.
Come on. Oh, I'm so glad that we say we're a not safe for work podcast.
You know, Trent would go there too. He would say, I'm going to stop now because now I'm just digging a hole deeper and deeper. He was nice. He was super nice.
Yeah, he was.
I was intimidated and afraid because, you know, it's Trent and I listen to him every week, and
yep,
he's got the beard.
He does have the beard and the cap.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the beard and the cap. It's a package deal.
He was awesome.
Yep. And meeting the Kent boys and just had a great time.
And Logan, it's
a nice town.
I know.
Nice little town.
Just to be scared and looking over my shoulder all the time. Well, more than usual.
I expected Utah, like all of Utah, to be like Cedar City.
Oh yeah, Cedar City.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that was the Utah that I was expecting.
Yeah, I know, right? I think we're just kind of weird.
It's like it's a Friday night and everyone looks like they just came from church.
Oh yeah, that's right. It was,
and then the waitress wouldn't even look at me. You know, like barely even interacted with me. You know, she kept looking to you to speak for me and everything. And that was just weird.
And when you went to the bathroom, she sat down and started talking about you know what else we wanted, or we had, you know, do y'all have room for a dessert? Do you need more drinks? I'm like, why are you sitting down? I don't know you.
That's just weird.
Are you about to steal Steve's purse?
Oh no, that would have sucked.
And I would have run away crying.
Okay.
No, I've got plenty of tea. Thank you. Strange lady who sat down.
And anyone who sees you, they don't assume that you're a quiet person. You know, you just...
I seem like a loud person?
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Oh, well, I don't know. I'm saying
you don't put off a vibe that you would be a quiet person until you go for a while without speaking. And then people clue into like, oh, well, maybe he's just quiet.
That's probably why she left. I'm saying I'm not going to get a second husband now.
Oh, my God. I think it goes the other way around, though. Isn't it usually the...
I don't know. She did ask me if I wanted some olive soup or something. I don't know.
Olive soup? Wow.
Maybe she said she loved soup. I don't know.
Well, hey,
it was kind of awkward.
Yeah, so we did end up watching 100 Girls, all of them in Cedar City. No, wait, what? no, the movie 100 Girls. Oh gosh, I'm blanking on the guy's name. I think it's Jonathan Tucker.
Yeah.
Manuel Shrieky. Catherine Heigl. Larissa Olniak, you know, there's pretty good young cast and one of the kids from Back to the Future 2, I should say, was also in it. But
yeah, tell me about that.
He plays a prick named Crick. But yeah, anyway, it's a fun little movie. And now, you know, when I talk about the anti-intimacy force field, you'll get the reference.
I get that now.
Yeah. So, you know, when I plug my nose and go, oh, the force is strong with this one. You'll know what I'm talking about.
I heard that you have allergies.
I shouldn't have pinched my nose. That's... Anyway.
Are you playing the I Got Your Nose game with yourself?
Oh, yeah. Ooh, I got your nose. I got your nose. Hey, dummy, that's just your thumb. Oh, wait, you're...
Oh my God, it's my
nose! You're looking at your own reflection in the computer monitor. How sad for you. Okay.
She's just going to have a nice cry now.
Well,
to start talking again. No one wants that.
The drive home from Logan, Utah.
Uh-huh.
That was pretty brutal.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Oh, can I say one last thing before, you know, we get to the point where we drove home?
No, you can't.
Oh, okay.
No, it's all over.
I can't talk about when we went to breakfast with Trenton. He got compliments on Sherman. how screwed up was that? All of a sudden, some woman just walks up to him and is like, is that your dog? And starts talking about Sherman.
Yep.
That dog gets all kinds of love in that town.
Gets Trent all kinds of attention. You know, did you hear in the shop all the girls? Ooh, don't bump the microphone. Did you hear like all the girls asking about Sherman and talking to Trent and everything? I'm pretty sure that guy does all right. He's probably just too busy to capitalize on it.
That's where he's spending all his time. He's out there. He's playing. He's playing the game.
Yeah, let's talk about the drive home now.
Okay.
Yeah.
The fun drive home.
Yeah, the drive home that was beginning to damage our calm.
It wasn't bad until...
It wasn't bad until Vegas.
Yeah.
I mean, it was actually kind of fun. You know, we stopped at that Gray Whale place that Trent recommended. Although that didn't end up being in Ogden. I was kind of frustrated by that, but...
Everywhere we stopped, and we stopped like 15 times.
And none of them were Ogden, even though, like, they were all suburbs of Ogden, which was really weird, because Ogden didn't even look like it was a big enough town to have suburbs. But, I don't know.
We stopped every mile, and it was a different suburb.
or yeah.
And I think there's like a square mile that was Ogden. Everything else kind of, you know.
Yeah. Doesn't matter. No big deal. But then there was that truck stop on the other side of the state. And it was all super windy and everything. And we took that one picture with me wearing the cape. That was fun. Yeah. That was a lot of fun.
It got a lot of looks.
It was so much fun just being with someone on the trip, you know, where I could, you know, just... indulge the silliness with, you know, and have it go both ways. And yeah,
wait, what are we talking about now?
Oh god. Do we have to take it there? Oh my god.
It was windy and you had a cape.
Wait, do we have to take it there? Oh, wow. See, I really just don't think about these things before I say them.
I will say one thing. When we were taking the picture, that cape would not cooperate. And when it finally did, there was this one beautiful moment when the cape flew out there, and all of a sudden I was taking these pictures, and the wind just stopped. For like 15 minutes, that wind had been blowing like 50 miles an hour, and all of a sudden, as soon as I had the perfect picture, it stopped. But we finally got a good picture.
Yeah. Yep. So that was fun. That was fun. And then, you know, when we stopped again to get gas just outside of Las Vegas, you know, we got to see the, what were they, F-15s, I think?
Yeah, I think it's eventually what we figured out they were. It was hard to tell.
Yeah, it was really hard to tell. But, you know, we got to see them doing some maneuvers and everything. That was really awesome. Yeah, they weren't that far away. And, you know, got a little video and...
They were right over our heads. What do you mean they weren't that far away? They were right over our head.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying. They weren't that far away. You know, for jets, they were pretty close.
Yeah, that was cool to see. I think the last time I was in Vegas, all I saw was the big planes, the great big ones.
Mm-hmm.
Just the... That was cool to see the fighters.
Yep. Like, wee! Yeah,
that's Maverick.
Pretty sure that's an Air Force base that we were right by. So, yeah, it wouldn't be Maverick. Yeah. Maverick was Navy.
Yeah, and probably whoever was flying it would be like, who? They'd be too young to know what the hell Top Gun was.
Yeah. Anyway, so, yeah. Around the time that we were watching the planes, ended up getting a message letting me know about a fire on a bridge, you know, a couple hours ahead of us, but on our drive, and that it was causing all sorts of traffic and everything. And so we decided to pull off in Vegas, get some dinner, you know, and kind of plan the route home. And the freeway ended up getting shut down, and they were believing that it would be shut down for 24 to 48 hours, and they were working on a detour, but the detour was already backed up like 4 hours at this point. You know, there was just no good way to get home, and you had a flight early in the morning, and I was just concerned about, okay, you know, we're still 3.5-4 hours away from my apartment. You know, what's that going to mean, you know, in terms of us actually getting back home and sleeping and leaving in time to get you to the airport? And so it was just a big, you know, it stressed me the hell out. Yeah, that's really all it boils down to. It was supremely stressful. But we got it all worked out, and then
my stepdad even heard about that. He said it was on the news.
Oh yeah, it's a major artery into the Los Angeles basin. And you know, having that shut down is huge. Now, this bridge itself, they were already $59 million into the renovation project, and now they have to rebuild it completely. You know, and it's completely understandable, because by the time that we actually got to it, you know, I think we got there about, what, 1 o'clock in the morning, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, the bridge was still on fire, and ooh, that smell. Wow.
Smelled pretty bad.
Damn your anosmia. Yeah, you can't back me up on that one.
It looked bad. I can back you up on.
But
because it was on fire on one side, and the other side, when we finally got around to the other side, it was like somebody had dropped a box of matchsticks in the middle of the road. I mean, a huge box of matchsticks, because it was all the wood part of it,
mm-hmm,
was just all on the interstate on the freeway. What do you call it? Interstate or freeway out there?
That's well, it's both. Road. It's both. It's I-15.
It's so. The big road. Big yep. road y'all use out there.
At the Cajon Pass. So, yeah, it was still burning, and you'll just have to take my word for it. Oh, sometimes, you know, a fire can smell really good, but then this one, it had a little bit of that, like, really good fire smell, but there was just something off about it. I don't know if it was, like the tar or whatever, but, yeah, it was almost a good fire smell, but it was so potent. It lingered in the car for probably about 2 miles.
Oh, really?
That's how potent it was.
Yeah, that's about how long the line was after the bridge.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, everyone trapped, you know, with no ability to move their vehicles on the northbound side. And you look at that, and I already mentioned the 59 million that they had already put into the renovation of the bridge. And now imagine that's a major route out of the Los Angeles Basin, which the Port of Los Angeles and the Port of Long Beach, you know, one of the biggest ports in the U.S. A lot of products move through that port and then get distributed onto trucks and everything, and they go through the Cajon Pass. So if they're stopped right there, just imagine, you know, imagining what the total financial impact of this one fire is. It's just blows my mind to even think about it.
Yeah, when you started talking about it, you know, I knew it was going to be like an inconvenience and everything, but when you started talking about it, I was like, that's right. I mean, that's going to start affecting everything. It's going to have like a ripple effect. I mean, it may not be huge.
Well, no, but you know, like people will start, manufacturing, you know, plants and everything, if they can't get the parts that they need in order to continue producing their products, you know, there's just so many. The ripple effects can just go crazy.
You know, people aren't going to get, you know, businesses aren't going to get, you know, the shipments that they, mm-hmm. you know, that they promised or that they're expecting. You know, it's just going to go.
If I remember right, both Walmart and Target have. he actually hissed at ooh, I appear. I think I should stay right about here with the microphone. I hear myself so much better in the monitor. Anyway, still figuring out how to use this new mixer and everything, and where the best place to place myself for the microphone. Anywho, he did actually hiss at every Walmart that we came across on the road. It was hilarious.
Yeah, I'm a big fan, and we still have to teach you how to hiss.
Yeah, well, when I do it, it gets all, you know, phlegmy and it just sounds like I'm trying to hawk a loogie on them.
Yeah, it did get disgusting after a while.
Yeah, well, I had a couple of good ones though.
Yeah, but I had to sit in the seat next to you, and I had to put plastic wrap over me like I was in a Gallagher show. I was like, "What the heck is going on here?"
Whatever.
I was like, oh shit, the Sledge-O-Matic is coming up next.
Yeah, so anyway, with the bridge, thankfully only one person was injured. And that was one of the workers, and it was just minor injuries. So everyone's okay. It was just a major inconvenience, and yeah.
But, you know, I did get to go on standby for a later flight, so that was good.
Yep. Yeah, you got home all safe and sound, so.
Yeah, unfortunately, I got to come back here, so yay.
Well, we'll get you back out here one of these days.
Yeah, eventually. So. I'll get back out there.
So let's talk about our flick pick.
Okay. What are we watching?
Well, you were the one who made the pick. Oh, you know what? You know what we didn't do? We didn't do a what are you listening to?
What am I listening to? Is it me?
I don't know. It says Kitty's Choice.
You know what I was listening to this week? I was listening to some new show I heard about this week called Getting Geeky with Miranda Janelle.
Oh.
That was my pick for this week.
Okay. I should have seen that coming. Okay, well, thank you. Yeah, GABroadcaster.com, Thursdays, midnight Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific. Yep, Getting Geeky with Miranda Janelle.
And people can call in. What is it, the Citizen Panel?
Yeah, it's part of the Great American Broadcast Network, so the Citizen Panel is fully integrated into the show. And
I have one question.
Sure.
Very important. Who was your first caller?
You know who my first caller was. Your name was the first one to pop up on the screen.
Woohoo!
Very quickly followed by Patrick.
Who?
Patrick.
No, I'm just kidding.
Yep. Anyway, see, now I'm blushing. I should have figured that you were going to bring that up as the what.
I heard that you were blushing that night. I didn't have Skype video on because I had to call from my phone, but
okay, well, it was really hot in my apartment. It was really, really hot, and so when everyone kept telling me how good of a job I was doing and everything, it's just, you know, I was already warm, and then yeah, no. I started blushing, and because I was so warm, it exaggerated it.
I should have been there just like to help you bring you down from that so you wouldn't be so red. You suck, Sabe. Stop it.
Well, someone needed to say it. I was really nervous in the first few minutes. You know, and Albert put it best. You could hear that I was nervous all the way up until I told Doug to shut up the first time. And then after that, it was smooth sailing. I found my groove. And so apparently I need to tell Doug to shut up and then the nerves go away.
Yeah. But, you know, I said it in a tweet after, and I don't think I've actually said it, you know, over the phone or anything, but I am proud of you, Siebes.
Thanks.
That was awesome.
Thanks so much.
And I think I was just about as happy as you were to hear you, on a show.
Even with that annoying hum that ended up going out?
I didn't hear it, but I got crappy headphones.
Well, I hope a lot of people didn't hear it, but I heard it on the archive, so.
Well, you listen for these things. See, I think that's the problem.
I haven't actually listened to the entire archive. I just listened to the first few minutes just to make sure that the...
I think it's good for the host to listen for these things, you know, these little nuances, or little noises, something like that. But if you're the listener, I think you're listening to, you know, the host or, you know, the show, the content, and you totally forget the noise. I mean, if it was a noise that was bad enough, someone will mention it during the show. And I think at one point somebody said something at the beginning, but you fixed it right away and that was it. Other than that, no one said anything. No one said anything about a hum. If it was bad, they would have said, "Hey, we can't hear you. There's a hum going on."
Well,
you know, what the hell? Either way,
I've eliminated it. You know, like I said, I was hearing it on the monitor, on the monitor channel, and so I thought it was just because of the adapter that I was using for my headset, but it turned out that it was going out over the mains also, and now I don't hear it right now. The cabling changes that I made appear to have worked.
Cool.
Yeah. Yep. All right. So, our flick pick.
Yes. That, was posted by Kevin Smith himself. When we were driving home, I saw it.
Yep.
And I kind of freaked out and you were like, what?
Yeah. Like, what the fuck? Just tell me. Okay, I'm driving. I'm trying not to crash the fucking car, and you're having a little miniature panic attack over here. Just tell me what the fuck is up already. What?
I was having a panic attack. I was filling the cup.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, with
it. Not in the car. Bad kitty. Bad kitty. Bad Don't make kitty. Me get a squirt gun.
Bad kitty. But yeah, Kevin, he put it out there in the world that Jay and Silent Bob Super Groovy Cartoon Movie was on video on demand and iTunes and everything. And
okay, now,
freaked out.
Is that the first time that we've actually said Jay and Silent Bob's Super Groovy Cartoon Movie?
All at once, you know, the full title?
Well, any part of it. I mean, like, how long ago did we try to start talking about the flick pick? And then I went, oh yeah, we haven't done the What Are You Listening To? You know, and then jump back to it in all of that time up until when you just said it just now. Was that the first time that we identified what the flick pick was? Because wow,
I think so.
Yeah, I mean, we need to get back into our groove where we're like, okay, and the flick pick is Jay and Silent Bob's Super Groovy Cartoon Movie. It stars your favorite Smodomites. Wow, I'm doing a douchey radio voice. Yeah,
do it. Go for it.
Hell no, I don't want to do that. I was just having some fun.
Well, we had a lot of things going on this week.
Oh, I squeaked.
And again.
All right, yeah. So, Jay and Silent Bob's Super Groovy Cartoon Movie. We're finally going to watch it after all that time of it being on tour. Ooh, let's just get through the procedural stuff first. So, it does star your favorite Smodomites. Jason Mewes, Kevin Smith, Jennifer Schwalbach-Smith, Will Wilkins, Ralph Garman, Scott Mosier, you know, Brian Quinn, Brian Johnson, Walt Flanagan, Ming Chen, Mike Zapsik, the voice of Smod himself, you know, Kyle Ebert, and even Brian O'Halloran, who wasn't even supposed to be in that movie today. You know who surprised me wasn't in it, though? No Jeff Anderson.
Oh. Jeff Anderson in it.
Yeah.
That's weird.
That is kind of weird, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, took me by surprise. Maybe he quit after Brian Johnson walked up to him and he's like, "What? I'm the real life Randall. What? You got nothing."
My God, you know what? I wish that in Clerks 3 that there would be that kind of meeting between... I don't know if Brian Johnson would even play a character in it or something.
That would be funny.
The two of them meet. Brian Johnson and Randall.
That would be awesome.
Maybe like an exchange for a couple of seconds. You know, like a 30-second exchange between the two minds. That would be awesome.
I think there's still time to make that happen.
Yeah. Somebody tweet that.
So some other people that are in it that may not be regular Smodomites, but Eliza Dushku, who got the nickname Duck Shoot from Kevin Smith on the set of Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. Yep. But did you see that Kevin Conroy?
Batman
himself is one of the voices, and Neil Gaiman, and Tara Strong. I can't wait to hear what Tara Strong did. And Stan the Man Lee Excelsior is in it.
Excelsior.
Now there is one name in there that just made me go, what the fuck?
Well, at the time he was supposed to be in there, I guess.
John Lovitz? What the fuck?
Yeah.
This is clearly before the breakup.
Yeah.
Just, yeah. But, oh, I didn't write it down. What was the name of the character that he plays? The Mad Scientist.
Oh, well, that's fitting.
Right?
Acting.
Okay, so they took this movie on tour, very similar to what they did for Red State. And I saw Red State at the Wiltern, and Kevin did the Q&A afterwards, and the cast came out, and it was really awesome. I almost ran over Michael Parks with my car when I was leaving. And
what?
Yeah, I almost ran over him. He walked right in front of my car as I was coming out of the parking structure.
You never told me this.
Yeah, I almost ran over Grandpa. He walked right in front of my car.
I thought thought I was doing good, Tom, and I saw somebody who freaked me the hell out. I thought I was going to drop a load in my shorts, and I saw somebody who looked like Michael Parks in Red State. I wish I wouldn't have said it that way, but you almost killed Michael Parks.
It wasn't that close. It's just there was a barrier and everything. I couldn't see what was on the other side of it. It was late at night. It was dark, so I must not have seen him walking across. And so as I was starting to pull out of the parking garage, you know, he walked right in front of my car.
Did he still have the beard?
No.
Oh, he was shaved by then?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, no, he didn't have the Aben Cooper look.
Because I was going to say, you were gunning for him, right? He had the beard and everything. He looked like the Aben Cooper. You son of a bitch.
What was funny was when I tapped him, he threw his hands down and he was like, "Good morning, family."
Good morning, Daddy. Freaks me out. Every time that just freaks me out.
Excuse me. Yeah. Yeah. Anywho, so I got to see Red State like that, and they did the similar tour for Jay and Silent Bob's Super Groovy Cartoon Movie. And every time that they were in town, I either had, you know, other things I was doing, or I was out of town for like a conference, or
how many times did they show up around there?
They did it out here like 4 or 5 times, and see? The last time I learned of it that day, right after it had sold out, it was just like, oh crap. So
they never go to Dallas with anything anymore. I think one time, like in 2011, they were there with Tell 'Em Steve Dave. But I mean, if they would have gone, you know, if they would have had a tour date in Dallas, I would have gone. I tried to go. But, you know, it's just like there's no love for Dallas.
Yeah, that's but strange. That's there, a big so city. That's a pretty big city.
Yeah, I mean, they go to
San Antonio.
Yeah, San Antonio. I think they've been to Austin.
They've been to Houston.
But isn't anyway, they have that Alamo Draft House down there in South Texas. But they've got one in Dallas now, so I'm hoping eventually they'll start
showing.
That
would be cool. Yeah.
So I never got to see this movie on tour. You didn't get to see it.
No, I'm still excited to see it. I want to see what Jason Mewes ended up producing. You know, this is his producerial debut.
Yeah, and Steve Stark, he.
Yeah, but I want to talk about Mewes more because, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, you know, Steve Stark, excellent, but I really do want to talk about Mewes because. We went to go see Jay and Silent Bob Get Old back in, like, around Thanksgiving 2010.
I think it was number 12.
Really?
I think it was episode 12.
No, it had to have been later than that. It was later than that. We'll look that up later. But,
yeah.
But I've always loved Get Old because... You know, it's a therapy podcast for him and everything, and it helps keep him clean. It gives him something to do, and this movie
gives
is
him
a number. Yeah, yeah, and this movie is another example of that. You know, this came out of he ended up producing it, and because he produced it, it helps him stay clean, and that's awesome, and you know, just. Nothing but pure support for the guy. You know, it really was the Smodco podcast that got me drawn into the network. It popped my Smodco cherry. And so yeah, if it helps him stay clean, I will support Mewes in any project he wants to do. Because that's just a fantastic reason to do these projects.
Agreed.
Yep. So, what do you think? Is that it for this week?
I think so.
Yep. Let me just double check on Twitter just to see if we have any new followers that we ought to be thanking. Oh, apparently we do. I have no idea. Temple Yoshioka. Cool. Thanks for following us, Temple.
Cool.
That's awesome. Yeah, so that's Midnight Movie Nights for this week. You know, as always, we'd like to thank Mr. Brad Raven for the graphic, Judge Funky Boy for the theme, and you for listening. Especially those of you who tuned in live. You know, I think we're going to start doing this more often.
Yeah, so, it is kind of fun.
Yeah, I like it. Plus, it makes the editing really easy because now I know people have already listened to, you know, like at least one person's already listened to it. I haven't actually checked the numbers, but, you know, hey, we had a few for a bit. I know we have at least one right now. So, hey, that's cool. Awesome. I don't know. I'm not sure I'm looking at the right report on that one because sometimes it says two when it was clearly just one because they disconnected at the same time. So, I'm not sure I'm reading that report right.
Well, I was listening, but I was like, what the hell with this?
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, let's go watch a movie.
Okay. A groovy movie.
Yes, let's go watch a super groovy movie. I think we took care of everything. I think we did. Yeah, I don't know. Let's just give it, you know, one last little... Hey, you know what we didn't mention? We didn't mention the email address, midnightmovienights@gmail.com. And again, as always, that's nights with a K. I did notice for a while, like, I fell out of the habit of saying nights with a K.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I just feel like that's something that needs to be said. Anyway.
It sounds cool when you say it. Midnight Movie Nights. Nights with a K.
Yeah, now we should say our goodbye the normal way. So, take it away.
Let's go watch a movie.
And talk hard.
Midnight.
Do you want to do a stinger?
Okay.
Yeah, well, this is going out right now anyway, so.
Sweet. I'm grooving right now.
Yep. See, and there it goes. It just fades out and leaves you wanting more. Yep. Awesome theme by Judge Funky Boy. And oh my god, how much fun was it to watch The Wrestler with him?
It was awesome.
Oh my god, that guy knows so much about just about the topic and everything. It was just so much fun listening to him give the backstory. I wish we had recorded it. I wish I had figured out this whole broadcasting thing and everything, because that would have been a fun one to just leave the mic open, let people listen, you know, record it and everything. Oh my gosh, that would have been great.
I'm sure we'll watch a movie with him again.
Yeah.
I've already asked him again about a different movie, but.
Yeah, but that trip up to Logan, you know, hanging out with Tom, hanging out with Trent, you know, seeing the shop, buying a crap ton of comics, spending a crap ton of time with you, that was an awesome trip. I came back so, like, reinvigorated with work and everything, and yeah, that was such an awesome trip. Thanks so much for doing that with me.
Thank you.
That's
for just agreeing to go.
Yeah.
For agreeing months ago to, like, What the hell are you talking about? Going to Utah? What?
That wasn't my reaction at all. My reaction was like, yeah, let's do it.
He's like, get out here now.
Let's go tomorrow.
Okay. If tomorrow is like 2 or 3 months away. Yeah, it was great. I got a lot of pictures.
Yep.
I'm going to have to start posting a lot of those.
Yep.
What was one of the favorite things that you got from Death Ray Comics?
So far, Hero Bear and the Kid.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Oh my god, I loved that book. That's just... I really do want to read more of the series. In fact, I set up a poll for it. I have a poll for anything Smallville and Hero Bear and the Kid. And you know what's funny? On this morning show the other day, they were talking... they had mentioned Arrow, and then they got into talking about Smallville, and Trent was saying, "Oh yeah, and like anyone who's into Smallville, they are fanatics, yeah." Like he was talking about that, and when I actually did hear that, I was sitting there thinking like, "Oh, I wonder if he like thought of me in that moment because I was being all sorts of fanatical in the shop on Sunday." on Saturday. Yeah.
About Smallville. I'm like, what the hell is
Yeah, and I was talking about like Clark interacting with the one detective in Metropolis, and I couldn't remember her name, and then it came to me, and so I sent Trent a tweet the other day. I was like, it was Detective Maggie Sawyer. That's who I was talking about. And she was played by Jill Teed. I love Smallville. So, of course, I set up a poll for anything Smallville. And I set up a poll on Hero Bear and the Kid. So that's just a awesome, awesome book. So right now, that's my favorite thing that I got out of the trip, purchase-wise.
I mean, How about you? I got a lot of Chew comics. And then I got a few of the trades. I was kind of reading some of that book, but I've been waiting to buy actual books from Trent, so
mm-hmm.
I haven't been able to read all of it. But I'll probably call him and ask him if he gets any more of them in, like some of those that I haven't gotten.
Yeah,
I want to get them from him. But I think the one thing that I did get that is my favorite item out of Death Ray Comics was the Buddy Christ.
Yeah,
I got a Buddy Christ.
I got one too. Do you remember? Okay, hold on. You were a little timid about getting that Buddy Christ, but I had just bought one. Do you remember what I said or what I did?
What?
I grabbed my Buddy Christ and I put it in your face, and I was like, "The power of Buddy Christ compels you."
And Trent cracked up.
Yeah, it was nice getting one of those gut laughs from Trent.
I think there was a couple of times that you totally killed Trent.
Yeah, I had a ton of fun.
That was just enjoyable.
Yep. Hey, let's go watch our movie.
Okay, let's do this.